Sha Yong, who painted this scene around 1350, specialized in miniaturized architectural images. This painting of the Yellow Pavilion is a tour de force of disciplined brushwork. As we look closely, we can see the incredible level of detail the artist included, from the building's roof ornamentations and brackets to the tiled floors and painted screens inside. We also see people dining inside the pavilion and others looking at the view. Above the broad river valley are two clues that the painting was intended to convey more than a meticulous image of a pavilion. Over the mountains, a crane flies with a Taoist immortal on its back. The crane's beak points our eye up to the text above. This reproduces an essay by a famous scholar, Su Che. It describes how his brother, Su Shi, a prefect of a city on the Yellow River in northern China, worked to save the city from disaster after the river broke its banks in the 11th century. The Yellow Pavilion was dedicated in his honor. The Yellow River flooded again in 1344, causing droughts and famine that triggered large-scale rebellions against China's Mongol rulers. These rebellions would help cause their downfall 20 years later. Sha Yong made this painting a few years after this second flood. His inclusion of the minutely scaled text about the earlier flood may subtly indicate his awareness of the contrast between the authorities' reaction to disaster on each occasion.